Blog Talk Radio.
Only on Phone Fantasy Radio.
Just like music.
Here she is.
She is so hot.
Sassy.
Sexy.
Your DJ for tonight.
Great music with
La Crush Hearts.
Listeners, call in 805-830-8320.
What's going on, everyone? Welcome to another edition of Musically Inclined right here on Phone Fantasy Radio. I am your hostess, Miss La Crush Hearts. It's Monday, and it's a wonderful week in the neighborhood because this is technically the last week of the winter season. For that right there, I need to add some praise for that. Yes, officially, this is the last week of the 2013-2014 winter season. Spring is, I believe, Friday. So very excited about that. Looking forward to seeing the sunshine and feeling the warmth, retiring the snow. I'm just looking forward to, you know, spring is my favorite time of the year. I like the whole transition. I like the renewals, beginning of birth, this beginning of everything just starting anew during the spring season. And I love the rain, so that's mostly what we get during the spring season. You know, April showers, bring me flowers, all that good stuff. So I'm definitely looking forward to that. And where did March go? March is like 1 week away from ending? Is it really like the third week of March right now? Yeah, it really is. March is, about 10 days away from ending. Like, we are March 17th. 14 days. Literally 14 days away from ending. Well, tonight it's Musically Inclined. Normally we play music. We get into the, you know, into the nitty-gritty of what's going on, the news. But tonight is a special edition, a special edition of the Indie Blast Session, actually. I have two awesome indie artists coming to the scene tonight who's going to share the 411 with me and let me know what's going on with them. And we're going to hear some of their music and all that good stuff. So we got that popping. And as always, I will have some tunes playing. Right now, I'm going to go ahead and get into some music. This is B. Morgan featuring International Nova and Tony Sunshine with Bad Girl. You know, I like that right there. He got some new stuff dropping. I'll definitely be adding that soon. And hopefully we can get him on a show. And shout out to B. Morgan for having his song featured in the New York City area local radio 105.1 Power FM. So shout out to him for that. And we need to reach out to him. You tune into Musically Inclined. I'm La Crush Hearts, 805-830-8320. Be right back.
I'm saying, babe, see, sometimes sex gets in the way of love, or maybe love gets in the way of sex. Either way, can you be a bad girl?
Of course.
Yo, watch this.
Is it bad?
Bad girls wanna make love, good
girls wanna get fucked. And sometimes vice versa, depending on the situation. My heart lost its way, and counted a few strays. Some were okay, and the rest was all deranged. Yeah. You ignore the ones that build you up, girl. And choose the ones that'll break you down, girl. I can promise to be that guy. Off your feet, make love in between the silk sheets. Yeah, cause you break hearts, you play games. Take pride in the making niggas insane. Put your ears and your chest in, baby, listen what your heart saying. I can beat that kitty up all night, girl. Is this what you want? Cause that's as far as it goes.
Is it bad? Nigga hit it from behind. You got a way with words, but you ain't heard. No need to speak your mind.
No need to say a word. I ain't trying to hear about love. I'm just trying to fuck and show you how I do. Baby, peep my moves.
I'm a winner, I'm a winner in bed. Go to dinner in bed, baby.
Was in it for the sex.
Is it bad? I've never been in love.
No.
I've never been. But I sure know how to fuck. I'll bring that good wood. I'll prove it to you. I can't promise that I'll be here with you. Cause I've had some issues. I'm
welcoming.
I'm
welcoming.
I'm not having it.
Not having it.
I'll put it.
A special announcement from La Crush Hearts.
Hey, are you an independent artist looking for online radio promotion? Well, the new season of the Monday Night Jukebox Musically Inclined on Phone Fantasy Radio has started. And for only $5, we will spotlight you and your band on our segment called The Indie Blast. Receive a 15-minute interview with play of your hottest single. You will also get promotion on our social media profiles about your upcoming feature on our show. For an additional $20, we will create a featured profile of you and your band on our radio website. So place your order today. Visit us online at www.phonefantasyradio.com.
Showed me I needed someone, but with you I let down. so far. You came in my life when I needed you the most. Look for a glass of love and let's propose.
Public service announcement. If you feeling this vibe, I need y'all to listen up right now. Listen up and do exactly as I tell you. Come on. 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. Hey ladies, get on the dance floor. 1, 2, 3, get on the dance floor. Hey ladies, get on the dance floor. 1, 2, 3, get on the dance floor. Hey fellas, get on the dance floor. 1, 2, 3, get on the dance floor. Hey fellas, get on the dance floor. 1, 2, 3, get on the dance floor.
I'm
welcome back to Musically Inclined. I am your hostess, Mr. Crush Heart. That was Mr. Lowry Edwards, Fall in Love, out of Washington, D.C. Awesome fella, came to the show, showed his love. That was his latest single that he dropped for Valentine's Day. And I just love it. I think it's real cheerful, and his voice is real smooth on it. So shout out to Lowry. Our good friend here at Phone Fantasy Radio. Really do appreciate him. And before that, once again, that was B. Morgan with his rendition of Bad Girl. Very awesome, talented artist right there. He's on the local scene out here. He had his single played on the local radio station, 105.1 Power FM, out here in New York City. How was your weekend? Please let me know. Once again, I have two artists coming in for a special edition of the Indie Blast Session, R&B artist. And we also have a rocker coming in. I know it's a little out of our jurisdiction, but, you know, I feel like, you know, we need to broaden our horizons every now and then and listen to something that we don't normally listen to and check out people that we don't normally check out, because that's all about being inclined in music, and this is that show just for that, Musically Inclined. Okay, so folks, what I'm going to do right now, I'm going to take a quick break. We're going to come back, and hopefully we'll be talking to our R&B sensation. So stay tuned, 805-830-8320. Remember, you're tuned into Musically Inclined with La Crush Heart.
I'ma put it down, you gon' fall in love. I'ma put it down, you gon' fall in love. I'ma put it down, you gon' fall in love. I'ma put it down, you gon' fall in love. I'ma put it down, you gon' fall in love. I'ma put it down, you gon' fall in love. I'ma put it down, I'ma put it down.
If you put it down right, like the way I want it, play it hard, but maybe we can fall in love. If you put it down, if you put it down, if you put it down, maybe we can fall in love.
You gon' fall in love. I'ma put it down.
You gon' fall in love.
If you put it down, maybe we can fall in love.
I'ma put it down. You gon' fall in love. I'ma put it down.
You gon' fall in love.
If you put it down, maybe we can fall in love.
Ooh, your talking is so tough. Damn, I love it all. Even the way you flex, that's what turns me on.
Ooh, you know you make me weak.
Just 'cause the way you are. 'Cause everybody in here knows that you're a star. And yet you're still, I'm letting you know.
sweetest pie. Any man that wants to save,
he gon' have to work hard.
From what I see, you got what I want. That's just half the part. Gotta see what you put on it to make sure you're the one.
If you put it down right, like the way I want, play it hard, but maybe we can fall in love.
I hope the chivalry ain't dead to you, boy, cause I'm grown. Got to pull up and then come up with that when I see what I want. Gotta go old school with me sometimes. Still keep it so 2012 for me, cause I still beef it up. And still I want you to know, got the sweetest heart. Even though he can ride it cool for me,
he gon' have to work hard.
And now I see you got what I want, that's just half the part. Gotta feel what you put on it to make sure you're the one.
If you put it down right, like the way I want it, play it good,
maybe
we can fall
can
in love.
Love.
If you put it down,
so baby put it down.
If you would,
I'ma put it down, down.
If you put it down, maybe we can fall in love.
I'ma put it down, you gon' fall in love. I'ma put it down, down.
If you put it down, maybe we can fall in love.
Why you playing? Girl, you know, with all this money and all your cake, girl, you better stop, I got a big ego. I'm sipping on that brandy, that liquor comes in handy. And girl, I know you fancy, but this party I'm financing. She told me it ain't even like that. Been hating all night, her friend up tight, alright. I took her out the club, told her girl she be right back. Back to the crib, and in the morning all this was worth it. Baby, go get your hair did, then buy you a couple purses. You just perfect.
You gon' fall in love.
I'ma
put it down. You gon' fall in love.
If you put it down right, like the way I want, play it hard right, maybe we can fall in love. If you put it, put it, put it. If you put it, put it. If you put it down, maybe we can fall in love.
I'ma put it down. You gon' fall in love. I'ma put it down. You gon' fall in love.
ZY.
Hey, welcome back. Musically Inclined. I'm your hostess, Miss LaCrush Hearts, and we are getting things started right here with a special edition of the Indie Blast Session. Right now, we do have our first indie artist, R&B sensation, Damiachi, I think I pronounced it right, coming to the scene right now. You know, let's bring him on and let's get to know him just a little bit better. Mr. Damiachi, how are you?
I'm doing very well. How are you?
I'm doing well. Welcome to Musically Inclined Indie Blast Session. And let me give you a proper introduction. Always excited.
Thank you very much.
Say that again.
I said thank you very much.
Welcome, welcome. We're always excited when we have somebody awesome and unique come to our show. So we just wanted
I'm glad that's what they say about me. That's good.
Yes, yes, yes. You're doing your thing. You are. You know, I see. But before we get into all that, let me do this properly. I'm just talking to you like you're just a random person when you're not. You're special.
Thank you.
Okay, so first of all, give us a little history and let us know about yourself.
Well, excuse me, I'm sorry. I have a small little cold. I've been singing, I would say professionally, for the last, 3 years now. for about 2.5-3 years. I started off doing backup singing for other artists. At that time, I had just really started recording my own music at the same time. One time I did start, I did some backup for a guy named Jerry Adams. He does brown-eyed country soul music, that's what he calls it. And that's actually, it had elevated me to my very first performance ever, which was about 2 years ago around this time, actually. He allowed me to come onto stage to open up for him, and I, you know, did my thing. I put it on YouTube. From then on, I had been doing a lot more shows. I recorded more music just to get people to know who Donny Achi was. And it's been a very, very good response. I've been very grateful for the opportunities I've been given. I've been able to do a lot of shows throughout last year, especially during the month of July. It was crazy. I probably had about 15 different shows that month alone. Yeah, God has just been very good. People have booked me in several areas, whether it was a grand opening for a retailer like Walmart, or I did a birthday party, or just being at certain, you know, events. I've been blessed with a good bit. So it's been very, very honorable to be doing what I've been doing. It's been wonderful.
That sounds great. Congratulations, first of all, for quit slacking and making it happen, even though you started before we did. That's our team here on Phone Fantasy Radio for 2014. We're going to quit slacking and make it happen, and you're definitely making it happen. So congratulations, and, you know, continue with the much success that you have. Now, what or how would you describe your style of R&B?
Oh,
wait,
do
you even describe yourself as R&B?
Well, good question. No. I did happen to sing some R&B songs.
Mm-hmm.
And I do know people do assume I am because I'm black, and but I'm actually a pop artist. It's just I do sing R&B. I love R&B music, but I actually grew up on pop music. When I was young, you know, the people I looked up to were Whitney Houston, Mariah Carey, Michael Jackson, people like them.
The favorites.
I
said the favorites.
Yeah, no, those are my faves, big faves.
Mm-hmm.
And I really did not even get into, like, R&B and hip-hop music until, like, year 2000. And so really, like, my history, I know people would, you know, would think, like, oh, he, you know, used to know all these songs and everything, and I don't. I grew up on pop music real hard. I mean, the EDM and pop music, like Britney Spears, like those type of people, that's who I used to listen to back in the day when
oh.
I was little.
Wow.
Yeah,
nice.
That's, I'm 26.
Oh.
So I was young when Britney Spears was just coming out. I mean, I remember her first song, her and Christina Aguilera. all of these, I remember those histories, Celine Dion, NSYNC, and Backstreet Boys. Like,
yeah,
that's what
I was
I grew
up on them. I was a little older.
Yeah.
I was kind of shy.
Yeah.
But I was up on those. I had the Backstreet album. Yeah, I'm not even going to front.
Man.
I didn't get into NSYNC. But I did have the Britney and the Christina Aguilera and the Backstreet, so I definitely know what you're into. And I'm going to lie on myself, or tell on myself, rather. I also had the Spice Girls album. But
yes.
Don't tell nobody. Don't tell nobody else.
Yes, I love them. They were awesome. What was that? I forgot that song. That first
tell
song
me
they
what
came
you want,
if you
want to
be
really,
my
really
lover. Yeah. Yeah, I grew up on them, man. They were great. I mean, music was wonderful and fun. Oh, no, you're good. You're all right. It was great music back then. I mean, anybody could laugh at you or whatever, but, I mean, that's what
was
popping back then.
Yeah, that was popping.
It was popping. They was making
money,
you know?
And it was,
yeah.
I think that's when music crossed over. It crossed over, I'm talking about as far as that race barrier is concerned, you know, it didn't have no color to it. You know, Britney Spears was black, but I know a lot of people, I mean white, but I know a lot of people that had her outside of her race. So I think that's what I liked about pop music back then. You know, you enjoyed it. I didn't care that Britney Spears and the Backstreet Boys, I didn't care about that. You know, like, my first boy band was New Kids on the Block.
Oh, yeah, I remember them, too.
You know?
I remember all of them, Guns N' Roses. I can go back. Yeah, it was good music.
And you know what? It paved the way for a lot of artists today in the 2000s to cross over the way they have and the way music have. I think that's one positive thing it came for. I think it really did break down that barrier just a little bit. You know, like you said, because you're black, people will quickly assume that you're R&B. But I heard, I'm not going to say I heard your album, but I heard some of your music, and I would have put it in the R&B section.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Right. So, But, okay, so now we're talking about this a bit. Maybe you can help us clarify the difference a little bit between the pop and the R&B.
Well, you know, R&B is a lot of love-making music or heartbreak music, you know. It's really, you know, it's urban. It does feel good. It's great. They tell stories. Pop is more carefree, dancing. Some of it has ballads, but, you know, it's easy to turn pop music into EDM music. Almost every hot pop song has a electronica remix to it. Like on Saturday nights, you'll hear, like, on a pop station radio, like maybe in the north, you would hear it transition into like that EDM music. So only, you know, the pop culture really enjoys like that. A lot of R&B cultured fans don't really get into that kind of music, but it's really, you know, it's like, it's really fun music to me. But, you know, a lot of people don't get into all that, even though they all kind of do the same thing. They get drunk, they get drugged up, and they dance, and they pass out. They all do the same thing. But they
okay.
Sure do.
If you say
they
so. Sure
mm-hmm.
I'm going to take your word for it on that one. If you just tuned in, you're in the middle of the Indie Blast session. We have indie artist Pop Sensation.
Yeah, trust
where
me.
Where are you from?
Yes. Huh?
Where are you from?
I was actually born in Brooklyn, New York.
Yeah.
Raised in New Jersey. Yeah, I'm all from the north. I've been down in Charlotte, however. I've been here in Charlotte for 12 years.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a hard transition, you know, coming from the north to the south.
But I know.
Yeah,
I just came back from South Carolina for the holiday vacation, so I already know. And I'm Brooklyn.
Oh my goodness!
I'm Brooklyn, man. I'm Bed-Stuy. That's where we air from right now.
Oh my gosh!
I went down there for the holiday season, and I don't drive, so you already know.
Right.
That's one. That's the top of the list. I don't drive.
Look, hey, they don't drive either, okay?
But, you know.
They don't drive either. They don't
know
how to anyway.
I'm not used to that. Everything is highway. Like, how do you cross that road? Like,
it was a lot to get used to. When we came from New Jersey to here, because, you know, everything between New Jersey and New York, the only highway we know is the New Jersey Turnpike and, you know, Brooklyn Bridge and all that stuff. That's it. Everything else is just there and here and whatever else. We came down to Charlotte, North Carolina. We came down to visit for my 14th birthday, actually. And I remember my mama was like, we're going to go see the house. We're staying at her apartment while our house is being built. And it's only like to us it's 25-minute drive, it's nothing. But when we went down there for the first time to leave from that apartment to the house, I was like, oh my God, where the hell are we living, mama? Like, it was like way down this highway And it's like trees and no lights, nothing. It's just like, where are we at? It's a place called Brookshire Boulevard. It was a long road, and oh my gosh, we're going up and down these hills, and I'm like, man, where is this house at? It must be something else. I was like, man, do we even have neighbors? It just seemed like nothing was there. But now we got there. We was in this big old neighborhood, and we're actually still here. I actually still live in the same house we moved to.
Yeah, like I definitely understand. I can't even get the street names in my mind, because when you're in the highway and I'm on a passenger seat, so I can look at the side, I don't see the signs. They're like little poles. You know, we used to big old lights and little poles. And
yeah.
Cute.
Yeah, look, they're little and they're long. They're long names too.
Yeah, weird names too. And I have to do it by landmarks. Okay, they go that gas station with the
yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, I got to do it that way.
Yeah, I mean, I could totally identify with you because it's like everything's just spaced out, and you really have to like be like, I used to tell people when I invite people to my house, I'm like, yeah, it's after this after this fire station, you know,
right.
You need to slow down, and then a couple seconds later, make a right.
That's crazy.
It's like that.
We got to do landmarks and stuff. Well, let's get back to your music there, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
Like I was saying before, I was distracted. If you're just tuned in, this is the Indie Blast Session, a special edition on Musically Inclined. We have pop sensation from Brooklyn, but now he's in
New Jersey,
Charlotte,
North Carolina. A little bit of everywhere, from the East Coast.
Yes, from the East Coast, all day, every day. You know how we do. 805-830-8320 is the number to call, and we are in it live. So you do pop. You just started working on your first. Now, do you have an official album? Like, you know, how do we get to your music?
Yes, I am working on an official album. What I released was an EP, and it's called The Prologue. I did that. It's on That Piff, and you can also download all the singles from, like, my SoundCloud or my Reverb Nation pages. excuse me. Sorry. I am working on an album. It's called The Me and My Foolishness. And it is about, well, me and my foolishness, me and being in relationships or being in sexual relationships is what they really were, that were not amounting to love. And even though I knew better, I still allowed it to happen and allowed myself to get a broken heart.
Mm-hmm.
It's about not only myself, but it's about people that I personally know who have actually also gone through the same exact thing. You know, just giving up what you have for somebody else who really doesn't care about you, but you know better. It's also about me and my music, me not giving it 100% at first, me not wanting to go just after it and, you know, putting my money into it and just being lazy at first, you know, about it, being slack, you know, which is horrible when you do that to your dreams, because you get older and you get older and you get older, and then you end up not doing anything with your life.
Mm-hmm.
So, which is, to me, is foolishness. So I have this album called Me and My Foolishness in dedication to all of my foolishness.
Mm-hmm.
And basically you will learn from it. And it's just so much that I have to share with everyone. It's a lot of it is for women. Because I know a lot of women go through a lot of that,
mm-hmm.
a lot of that. So it's a lot of everything, and I can't wait for everybody to hear it. And the first song I'm going to release from it, it's not really a single. You would say it's a single, but it's not. It's just a promo little single of the album, and it's called Sub-Zero. And I will be releasing the cover art, the music art for it, and very shortly, actually. I was actually supposed to record it today, but I had kind of lost my voice from coughing a lot. So hopefully tomorrow we'll be getting in there and laying it down.
Hope you
but
got
it is a sad song. I know.
Okay.
Yeah, I got it.
Yeah, get that honey.
The honey allows me to speak, but it will not pull that power that I have until it's till my voice is completely healed. It's something with my throat is very, very fragile. It's very fragile, and it I could sneeze and it's gone for the day.
Oh,
jeez. Yeah, it's like that. But if I don't, I'm Gucci.
I could
sing and sing and sing and sing, but yeah, if I sneeze, yeah, my throat is almost it's pretty much gone for the day.
Okay. Do you take voice lessons and things like that? Like, have you?
I don't.
Or is this all natural?
This is all natural. I don't. I train myself. Like, you know, I'll do little scales here and there, or I'll hold a note for some time to build my diaphragm up. But otherwise, no. You know, I went to school and I took chorus class, and whatever I learned from that, that's what I learned. But otherwise, no. I'm moving on from that.
Is this in your future? I hope.
Is what vocal lessons?
Yes.
For sure, yeah. When I find somebody worth my money, I sure will. Mhm.
Okay.
Oh yeah. When I find somebody with some
that's your bread and butter right now.
Yeah. Well, actually, I don't know what all you know about me. But music is now probably become maybe 1/3 of what I do now, if that. I also.
Well, I heard about the magazine. I have not gone in yet. But I did hear about the Nation magazine. So I was going to ask you about that. But I just wanted to get the music stuff out the way first.
Okay, yeah.
So I heard about that. Now, the EP, what is the difference between an album and an EP? You got to tell me. I'm kind of slow.
EPs are called extended plays. They're usually considered a demo, but, you know, we don't use the word demo anymore. So most people do consider just an EP. It's usually five to, like, 10 songs, even though some albums are 10 songs. But the EP is basically supposed to be a demonstration or, you know, just an example of what the album or a full album or your work would actually be.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Oh. And the album, of course, is usually called an LP, which is, I want to say, is a long play, or I can't remember the actual L, what it stands for, but it's basically an album that you sell. And EPs are usually just free or just downloadable. Sometimes they are for sale, but mine was free. But the album and the singles that I'll be releasing from the album will actually be for sale.
Okay, well, tell us how to get in touch with you. What's your website? What's your links? You're on Reverb, you're on Sound. Wow. Give us that information. We'll play a single from your EP, the prologue, and then we'll get into the other awesomeness you're doing.
Okay. Well, my ReverbNation.com and SoundCloud.com/Damiacci. That's DamiACci. And you can find me on Instagram at Damiacci. You can also find me on Twitter at Damiacci the Great. That's DamiacciDaGreat. And you can also go to my website, which I need to update right now. But you can go to my website, DamiacciManagement.com, and it has my music and everything basically that I'm, you know, going to be working on. If I have any shows coming up, it's pretty much on there. And let me see. What else do I have? Facebook.com/Damiacci. Mm-hmm. And I always, always love to tell people you are more than welcome to Google me. Mm-hmm. And you will find results. And my YouTube page is on there as well. It's just youtube.com/Damiacci. Everything is .com/Damiacci pretty much, except my Twitter. It's Damiacci the Great. But everything else is Damiacci.
Okay. So tell us about Hero for the Night.
Hero for the Night. The name simply came to me one day, and I said, I need to write this song called Hero for the Night. But the words never came to me until I found this beat. Really, I didn't even find a beat. This guy reached out to me and told me he'd like for me to use some of his music. He sent the email. He sent me about three MP3s, and I listened to this one track called No Calendar, and producer is called Silence of Affinity. Mm-hmm. And I listened to the track, and I said, oh, my God, this is it. So right then and there, I wrote the song. Like, I wrote the song in maybe 15, 20 minutes, and it was over. Yeah, and it's basically about somebody who sees someone else being neglected in their relationship. And, you know, we're just telling them, you know, I'll be your hero for the night since you're always alone, since you're never with the one that you want to be with, you know, or you should be with. I'll be your hero for the night, you know. But it's also, it's basically a self-explanatory for the night, you know, it's not forever, it's for the night. And but being here for the night has also gotten me, and I know a lot of other people, in trouble. So you got to watch yourself, too, because you could end up, yes, you know, hence me and my foolishness, you know. Yeah, so you can call yourself being here for the night, but you have to be careful, be cautious, because your own feelings could get you hurt. You know, you ever seen somebody you wanted to save or, you know, help? And they don't really want to be saved or helped. You know, it seems like it. You know, they lead you on and allow you to help them or sleep with them or whatever, but they end up going right back to that person that they truly love, and you end up being heartbroken and alone.
And being a homewrecker.
Being a homewrecker. Sad and lonely. Yeah.
You know, I get it.
It happens.
I get it. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. So, folks, musically inclined, right here with Damiachi, Hero for the Night, part two, yes?
Oh, part two. Ow, that's what's up.
I think that's what it says. Part two.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's hear it, and we'll be right back. So stay tuned.
All right.
Okay. Welcome back to Musically Inclined. I'm sorry. We have awesome voice, Damiachi. That was awesome.
Thank you. That song, that was part two. That one, I actually had written and produced that track, actually. Part one, Sounds of Affinity, did that one, but I did this one. Yeah, that's what's up. I appreciate it.
Yeah, it sounded good.
Thank you.
Ones, and I like the feel of it. You had the power when you need to put the power in it. That was good. Yeah, I felt that right there.
Thank you so much.
I started with the chorus as soon as I got the words. You know, just let music get to you. I love music, so, you know, I can't sing. But I love it. I love to listen to it.
It's all good. It is all good, yes.
That's awesome right there. So
thank you.
That's cool. So, you got this, some other stuff going on. I know I told you a half an hour, but let's get into the other things you have going on real quick. The magazine, you want to tell us more about that?
Yes, I would love to. It actually has started off as BillDonationMag.com. It was an online magazine, but I did recently change the website to AngelicsPromo.com. And it's the same thing. It's just I changed everything over to Angelics. I just like the name better. I like angels. I like wings, and I'm just into that stuff. So I changed it over to that name. I love the letter X, so it just fit perfectly. And what we do, I am a platform for independent artists as well, and I spotlight people, their music videos, or we do an interview, or if they got a EP, a mixtape, an album. Whatever they got going on, I feature them on the website. I also tweet about them on my Twitter, or, you know, I share their photos on my Instagram, whatever it is that I have going on. Angelic's Promo is a big thing to me. It's something that I've already always done for people through social networking, but now I wanted to turn it into a business and you know, just create a higher platform. I want to make it big and more broad and support, you know, the independents a lot more than I have done before. So, you know, I don't have no radio show or anything, but I would certainly like to push it out there for people to jump on and be a part of, because I just think it'll be great to be the next world star, hip-hop or something like that, without all the extra ghetto mess on there.
Yeah. I was going to say that.
Yeah, I can't with them on that. But they cool, I ain't got no problem. But I want my website to be catered directly for the artist, not for, you know, craziness.
Right. Understandable. Sounds great. Now, you said that was only two-thirds, so we're missing something else? What else you got going on?
I am an upcoming designer. I do jewelry, and it might sound small to some, but I have made more money on this than I have done on anything else.
You know what?
So,
I'm all for it. That's the thing right now. That's the season right now. I'm so for it. We need to talk after the show.
Oh, sure thing. You know, I would love for you to hit me up. Yes, I've been doing this jewelry thing. I started off making jewelry back in, I want to say, like September, October, something like that. And the reason for it was because I had no money. I had this big show coming up, and I had no new outfit, nothing, you know, slam bam, you know, to go out there with. So I was like, damn, what am I going to do? I don't have any money. So I know my manager, she makes these bracelets and, like, these keychains and stuff. So I thought, well, maybe I can make myself, like, a necklace and bracelet, you know, something cool or whatever to stand out for the show. So I did. And I took it to work the next day, and I got so many compliments from all these people. And everybody was asking me, would you make me one? Would you make me one? I'm like, no, I ain't making no damn jewelry. I'm like, I just made this for myself. I ain't making that mess. Leave me alone. But I got my creative juices wanted me to make more. So I made it some more, and I went to work with them, and everybody gave me all these compliments, and it never occurred to me to actually make money off of it until 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago almost. So a couple weeks ago, you know, I continuously kept still getting compliments on the jewelry. So I decided, you know what, I'm going to make like maybe 15, 20 pieces, and I'm going to see how it does. You know, I didn't expect to make no money the first day. I just wanted to see what people thought of the jewelry. But I ain't thinking about I was going to buy it. But I made $100 that first day.
Yeah.
Selling the jewelry. And that whole week, I made $500. And I said, that's more than my paycheck in a week.
Yeah.
So awesome. It was like, wow. So now it has become, like, I don't want to say overwhelming, but it's been a lot to keep up with the jewelry, because I've been getting special little orders, and everybody's been hitting me up. I had to make an Instagram strictly for that, because I didn't want to fill up my Damiachi regular one with all this jewelry, and I'm catering to my music and just building a fan base for that, you know. So I have 3 Instagrams now because of the jewelry now. But
you know what?
It's been
awesome.
A blessing.
That is definitely awesome. I'm glad you found another way to bring in income as well as your creativity. I would love to see some, so you definitely got to share the Instagram with us.
How
do we find out? You know, have you thought about selling online, or are you just, you know?
Yes, it's actually what I did was I don't have an actual store online just yet. But I did put the pictures up on the website, and people can reach me via email or telephone number. Just call me or text my business line and tell me what it is that you want, and it'll work the same way. Just send me my PayPal money, and I will make your stuff, and I will send it priority mail to you. So it should be, if you're on the East Coast, it should be there within 3 business days. But I can make just about almost anything. But yeah, you're more than welcome to go on angelicspromo.com. It's called Damiachi Collections Jewelry, and it's on there. So you can just click on it, check it out. They're just examples of what I've done so far, but I have a lot more. I make them so fast, and then I sell them so fast, I don't get to take pictures of them all the time.
Right. Well, spell the address for us real quick.
Sure. It is Angelic's Promo, which is ANGELIX promo.com. So it's just Angelic's with an X instead of a CS.
Okay. Sounds good. I'll definitely check that out. Sir, you got so much going on, and it was a pleasure having this conversation with you.
Hold on, you're fading out. Say that again.
I said you have so much going on, and it was a pleasure having this conversation with you.
You too, and I'm so grateful to be here, and I thank you all for having me. I really do appreciate it.
Right. So once again, share with us how we get to you. What's your main website?
The main website is DamiachiManagement.com. But I really consider them both my main websites, because I diligently work on both of them. Although Angelic's Promo is more so for everybody else.
Right.
And a little bit of me. And Damiachi Management is for me and a little bit of everybody else.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Sounds good. Sounds like you have a plan. Once again, wishing you much success. And thank you so much for coming to the show. I'm definitely going to keep up with you, and I'm going to connect to all your social networks, so remember the name, the Crush Hearts.
I will follow back and everything.
So
I sure will.
Once again, thank you. Let's make this official.
Oh, Thank you so much.
Pop sensation Damiachi just blessed the airwaves on the Indie Blast session. Right now we're going to take a quick break, and hopefully we're going to have our rocker, Big Wolf Papa, coming to this airwaves with me and have a nice little conversation that way. 805-830-8320 is the number. And right now I'm going to take a quick break, and I'll be right back. Here's the Disorderlies with Jerry. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You are tuned in to Musically Inclined Radio Show. This is a special edition of the Indie Blast session, and we've so far been on a nice high, and we're going to continue with our rocker artist, Big Wolf Papa, coming to the stage. Welcome to the show, Big Wolf Papa, and let me give you the official welcome to Musically Inclined. She is like. Big
Thank
Boom
you.
Papa, how are you?
I'm great. Thank you so much for having me. This is wonderful.
Thank you so much for coming. I'm glad you was able to make it to the scene. So we want to first get to know a little bit more about Big Wolf Papa. Very interesting name, first of all. But tell us a little bit about you.
Well, the name, actually, I have a daughter, and one time I wrote a song, and she was humming along, but it sounded like she was howling, so I wrote a song, She's My Little Wolf Girl, Howling at the Moon, and added a natural progression, I'm Her Big Wolf Papa. And I was playing in a band in Germany, and we started to gravitate toward blues rock, and somebody said, well, let's call the band Big Wolf Papa. So that's a backstory on that. I'm ex-military. I lived in Germany for a lot of years. I just finished my fourth CD, which is called Wasteland Days, and I'm a singer-songwriter.
That's awesome. So Big Wolf Papa is just you. It's not a full band?
Well, right now, I came back to the States, and I'm in Las Vegas. It has most of the time been a full band. The last CD I made was basically just me and another guy playing all the instruments, and I wrote the songs. Right now, I don't actually have the band members that I played with are in Germany. I'm probably going to start back up, find some musicians, and start back. But right lately, over the last year or so, I've just been recording.
Okay. Sounds great. So are you a rocker? You say you do blues rock. Which one is it?
It's more blues rock than it's definitely not hard rock. It's more like Americana and blues rock. I grew up around I was born in St. Louis, and I grew up in a little river town north of St. Louis. I grew up close to Chuck Berry's farm.
Mm-hmm.
And if you ever hear my guitar, even on the, you mentioned the song Rain in Mannheim, if you hear the guitar, you can hear some Chuck Berry riffs in there.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody learned to play like that. So it's more a blues rock and roll than hard rock. Although the last CD, Wasteland Days, I don't really know what the label is for my music anymore. A lot of my earlier stuff was definitely Americana and blues rock. The new CD is more rock. Some of it is, and sometimes until you get a lot of feedback, you don't know exactly what it is that what the title really is for some of my music.
Right.
I feel like it's more modern. The last CD is more a little more modern than the earlier stuff.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So this is your fourth. You are basically a pro at this. I don't even know where to begin. Like, you need to tell me where should we begin. But you do music. I've checked out your website. You know, I see you up there. You're performing. You're comfortable. How do you get inspiration for your albums?
Well, the I don't know. When I started as a songwriter, I really didn't know what I was doing. The last CD is more, autobiographical. It's more a story of my life. I've gotten a little bit into religion and politics in my music. I feel like I have some things to say. There's a lot of things about the world I don't particularly like, particularly in the United States. And I've experienced the world from a different country. I was a German resident. I lived in Germany for 18 years. And I see a lot of things in America that I don't, I'm pretty liberal,
mm-hmm.
particularly socially liberal. I I know what it's like to live in what they call the European welfare states. And they're pretty nice places to live. And we have a segment of our political sphere that, to me, is kind of living in the dark ages and trying to drag us back into the dark ages. I'm pretty upset by a lot of what's happened in Florida with Trayvon Martin. I mentioned that in one of the songs, briefly touched on that in one of my songs in called Bound for Glory and Wasteland Days. I've got things to say, and some of it is also a bit anti-religious. So, and some people may find some of my music offensive. the song you mentioned earlier is just a kind of a romantic song, and but definitely Wasteland Days is about what I feel like is deeper subjects than a lot of music is, and of course that's not what everybody wants in music. Some people just want to enjoy it, and I understand that. So,
but music is also for the artist as well, you know. So if this is something that you feel that needs to be said, then I believe this album was meant to be.
Yeah, definitely. I had some things to say and a direction to go, and definitely with Wasteland Days. I actually had I had a day job in Germany, and I got laid off in 2006. I stayed over there because my daughter, who's half German, was growing up, and I had separated from and divorced her mother. And had I stayed in the military, I would have had to leave. And I had started to do music more and more, and I wanted to leave the military behind anyway. So I ended up and finding out that I did have some ability as a songwriter and using the internet to reach out to people and get my music reviewed. And you begin to discover that you have something that a lot of people like, or some people like. And but essentially I was writing songs about just what everybody writes songs about, love and mystery and all that. And like I say, when I got laid off my job, I felt like I was in a wasteland. I had never been unemployed in my life. And not only was I unemployed, I was in a foreign country. So I wrote the song Wasteland Days, and then I decided to come back to the States. So I finished the album in Las Vegas, which if you've ever been in the Nevada desert, it's Wasteland Days. It's a suitable place to finish a CD called Wasteland Days.
So. Okay, so you got your inspiration from both sides, internationally and locally. So you are a blues rocker, you got a voice, you're putting it out there. How did you feel your fans would embrace Wasteland Days, where you veering off with, you know, what you want to do more than what, you know, what they actually wanted to hear? You know, this is there. Did you feel hesitant to put it out there, or did you think it was necessary?
No, I didn't really feel hesitant. I get a lot of contact on the internet asking me if I'm touring, and from promoters sometimes. And so obviously they listen to my music and feel like there's some merit to it. I don't know how to answer that question. I know it's a little bit of a different path. But to me, I was just exercising some things from my childhood. I was raised an evangelical Christian in a very small town, grew up fatherless and poor, and some of the stuff in Wasteland Days is just getting that out of your system. And as far as a different direction, you know, I don't, you just can't worry about that too much, because in the end, I'm doing it for me more than for anybody else. But it's nice when someone likes it, or someone downloads it, or someone streams it. And obviously, if more people did, I could make more music and everything. Sometimes it's frustrating when you're an independent artist because you don't have the resources that, you know, the artists that have labels. 3,000 Records, which has got me this interview, has helped me out a lot. And I think they do a lot of good things for the independent artist. So,
yeah, so it was therapeutic for you at the end of the day.
Yeah, I think so, and if you're truly making, if it is art, then you got to make it for the sake of what you you can't. It's just something you have to do. It's in you, and it's got to come out. I guess I couldn't sing at all when I was younger, so I got kind of a late start. I went into the military, and I had to start calling. In the Army, you run and you sing, and I remember when I was. My sister and I have a twin sister, and we had a band when we were 17 or 18, and I didn't know what I sounded like, but someone said, if he sings, we quit the band. So my voice was really bad when I was younger, and I had to, somehow I changed my voice a lot, and it's became, and I'm actually starting to like my voice. Sometimes I don't, but it just started. My mother was very music, my whole family, my mother played piano and guitar, and at a time when women didn't really do that much. in bands and stuff, and it's just part of me.
That's awesome, though. I'm glad that you did take the initiative and put what you wanted to put out there. I think that's the best thing for independent artists or for any artist for that matter. But, you know, sometimes it's better to give people something else to look forward to. So, you know, not just that commercial or that mainstream type of music, but to give
them something. Well, I always wanted to. I always dreamed that sometime, at some point in time, I would have this perfectly wonderful voice, pop voice, and I realized with Wasteland Days, you're never going to have that kind of voice, so just do what you do. And I heard, you know, you hear other artists that you're influenced by, and you say, well, you know what, just, so what if some people accuse you of talking when you're actually singing, just go for it. And I kind of did that on Wasteland Days. I just decided to be me and stop trying to be what I wasn't.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, somebody else. So,
well,
but it's interesting.
Awesome. How about we listen to some of your music and then we come back and we listen to your single here. You want to tell us some more information about that?
Well, Raining in Mannheim, Germany is where I lived for many years in Germany, and it's an interesting place. It's a big industrial city, and it's kind of a place that I always have I don't really miss Germany at all, but I feel like it was kind of a spiritual home to me at a time in my life when I was really growing and figuring things out. And it's just a cool song about the city, and it's more of a love song than most of the stuff on Wasteland Days. But it's just a really cool city, and it's I just, you know, you kind of got to listen to the song to understand, I guess, what I'm talking about. But it's my little ode to Mannheim. It has a special place in my heart.
Well, then let's get into it. This is Big Wolf Papa, Rainy in Mannheim, and you're tuned into Musically Inclined. Be right back.
Standing outside your door, you're all mystery and mayhem. You always leave me wanting more. Yeah, you make me wanna be better than I was the day before. It's raining tonight in Mannheim, and I'm standing outside your door. It's raining night in Mannheim, it's raining. It's raining. Feels like it's raining all over the world. Yeah, this city's full of strangers. Almost no one that I know. They trapped me on the street. I wonder where it is they go. Then you wrap your arms around me. We don't make a sound. It's an ancient kind of magic. It's right here in this town. It's raining. Night in Mannheim, it's raining. Feels like it's raining all over the world. Tonight I can feel you breathe as you're sleeping here by me with your pale white vampire legs. I feel I am where I should be. I am where I should be. I see the rain fall off the rooftop
standing outside your door. You're all mystery and mayhem. You always leave me wanting more. You always leave me wanting more. You always leave me wanting more. You always leave me.
Is on the scene with us right here, Musically Inclined. We're having an awesome interview with Big Wolf Papa. I like the name. I don't know. Shout out to the daughter to help you come up with that name. that was an awesome song. Are you still with me?
Yep, I'm here.
Okay. Right, that was an awesome song. I definitely dig it. I liked it. I like the guitar riff. Is that what they call it? Solo? The guitar solo?
Yeah, that's actually the only song on the CD where I played everything except the drums. A lot of the other songs on the CD, I did have another guitar player, but on Rain in Mannheim, I played everything. So that's cool.
Wow. You got some talent there. Very creative. I really do appreciate you coming to the show and sharing your talents with us. Really do. So besides Wasteland Days and, you know, you handling your music, well, first of all, let me ask you, you say you do your music digitally. How has that worked for you? Because, you know, now people seem lost in the sauce when it comes to the internet and, you know, your fourth album. How is that experience for you now?
Well, it's actually been pretty great. I had no idea how I was going to make a new album when I came here. The first CD I ever, my first CD, which is called Your Blood and Mine, was analog, and it has great sound quality. And my most downloaded song is a song called The Vampire Chick, which is actually on Your Blood and Mine. And generally, if I check my accounts and there's been something downloaded, it's been that. For me, I managed to find this guy over the internet who co-produced the CD with me, and he uses Cubase, I think. He's just a wonderful talent. His name's Steve Mesropian. Sorry, it's an Italian name. And he played guitar when I wanted him to play guitar. He did the drums for me, and I did most everything else. But he was just I had sent him some stuff, and he did one song with me, and I was like, well, this guy's great, and he seems to understand me. So it worked out great. I mean, you always want to have more resources and maybe for things to be better than they are, and sometimes you make mistakes as an independent artist and think, well, I could have done that a different way. But basically, I was real happy with I found this guy on the internet, and we made this CD together. And I noticed the other day that a lot of people who usually just stream my older stuff are starting to stream Wasteland Days. So that's a good sign.
Mm-hmm.
Because it is a bit of a departure, I think, from my earlier stuff. And so it worked out well. I would like to maybe, I already have some stuff for another CD that I want to do, but I would like to maybe be able to go back in a studio and get the sound quality just a bit better. But it's amazing what you can do digitally and with the internet. This CD is a good example of how great the internet is for people like me, you know.
Yeah, that's awesome. Okay, shout out to the World Wide Web. You never know what's out there. Take a chance, folks, take a chance. So if you're interested in making another album, how can we get more information about you, your music, and download your stuff?
Well, my website is www.bigwolfpapa.com. You can spell the Papa with P-A-P-P-A or P-A-P-A. The first one is the way the Germans spell it. I think Americans spell it just Papa, P-A-P-A. So bigwolfpapa.com. I'm at all the Amazon.com, CD Baby, just about every digital download service. If you go to Amazon.com and you search me, you'll find my music. If you go to my website, you can stream some stuff from Wasteland Days. I don't have a lot of the older stuff up there right now. And there's a bio on the website if you want to know more about, you know, me. I'm not someone who really likes to talk about myself, but anyway, yeah. So I'm easy to find. You just, if you Google Big Wolf Papa or search on Bing, you'll find all kind of stuff about me and my music.
Sounds awesome. Once again, thank you so much for coming to the show, and it was a pleasure getting to know you and listening to your music. I wish you the best of luck with your Wasteland Days and in the future.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you so much for interviewing me, and it's great enjoyment to get to talk about your music, and thank you a lot. I'm so happy to be here.
Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen. This was Big Wolf Papa. Go check out his website, bigwolfpapa.com. That's P-A-P-A or P-A-P-P-A. Really do appreciate that for you coming by. Let's make this official. I just love the claps. Folks, if you were just tuning to the show, then you missed it, because we had an awesome show today with a nice lineup, special edition of the Indie Blast Session. We had Damiachi, Pop Sensation, and we also just had Big Wolf Papa, blues rocker, come to the stage or come to the show and share their talents with us. And like I said, we're musically inclined, so we love to hit different people and different topic and different music and different experiences, and this has just been an awesome show. Really do appreciate y'all coming in once again. Now, I'll be on tomorrow. Now, here's the deal. Yeah, I know I had this show scheduled for Thursday, right, called Crush It After Dark, but I think I was biting off too much, so what I've done is combined Crush It After Dark to the Honey Suite. So now Tuesday, tomorrow night, 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Central, it's official, third Tuesday of the month, Crushing After Dark. And tomorrow we're talking about threesomes and more sums when three isn't a crowd. Like, talk about the multiples. Y'all know what that means. And we're also going to have some music as always. If you are an independent artist and would like to be featured right here on the Indie Blast Session, Musically Inclined, by all means, visit our website, www.phonefantasyradio.com, where you can also submit your music, MP3, then we'll add it to rotation. Because we're all about supporting you, because we want you to support us. Right now, I'm going to take a quick break, and then we're going to come back and finish up our conversation. You're tuned into Musically Inclined. I'm a Crush Heart.
What's up? Just wanted to let you know that Phone Fantasy Radio is back on four nights a week, and it's such a some hot tracks to play live on air and our live stream. If you got that fire in hip-hop, R&B, pop, reggae, or spoken word, then send them to us for consideration. Visit us at www.phonefantasyradio.com to learn more about our submission guidelines. And remember,
if it's hot, La Crush Hearts. We'll play it.
Only on Phone Fantasy Radio.
Ladies, it's your song, so as soon as it come out, you should get out on the floor, go and get the sexy out. If you know that you better than the new girl daddy out, go ahead and tell them now, you gon' miss me when I'm down.
Ayo, Cece, let me show you how to do a singing bitch greasy. You was violinic, you're the one on Peachtree. I was with Dimitri, see you when you're loving hip-hop men, DC. Fuck these petty niggas is a bitch. hit him with the cash shots. I do it big, I hit him with the cap lock. I'm gonna ball, I hit him with the mascot. No, I never been here, but I like the Bangkok. Big fat titties when they hanging out my tank top. You gon' play me? On Instagram, niggas tryna shade me. But your bitch at home tryna play me. I'm Nikki and we be F baby. Man, fuck you and your lady. Come butt you cause you shady. Now which bitch won it? Cause that bitch did it. I gave him to you, bitch. Don't fucking
I just went through a breakup. But it's okay, I got my cake up. Do my hair, put on some makeup. Tryna see what tonight gon' take us. I post some pics up looking sexy. Not if nigga won't text me. How much you won't bet me? He gon' regret the day he left me. Celebration of breaking the fourth wall. Not even hammer can touch it. We standing up on all the couches. Tomorrow you gon' hear about it. This is what you hearing through your speakers. That's why we dance until our feet hurt. See, I found out he was my problem. Tonight I came out here to solve him. Yeah, yeah. Celebrating the break in the fourth wall.
We got lots of truth went through and thought we made.
musically inclined. Listening to some real love, Mary J. Blige. We had some Sierra, I'm Out. We had two awesome indie artists come to the show. Today was a good day. You know, right now I'm about refreshing. Let's refresh, you know. And that's what the theme for this week is, refreshing. Going back to my official everything, three nights a week, Monday to Wednesday, 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Central. Hit us up on Facebook, WRPF Radio, Twitter, at Phone Fan Radio, blogtalkradio.com/PhoneFanRadio. What else we got going on? I'm updating the website, PhoneFantasyRadio.com, in search of that music. MP3s are welcome. Visit the website for guidelines. Also, during the weekend, I do event flyers, digital flyers. You can print them out. You can get them printed. We can do all that. Hit up my Fiverr. Check out what I'm offering, social networking, management, consulting. I'm even doing some website customizations, WordPress themes, you know, so you may want to hit me up on that. Fiverr, FIVERR.com/LaCrush, LaCrush. That's what I'm doing right now. So, you know, I got some samples out there. I've been getting some positive feedback. I'm really enjoying it. Also, Phone Fantasy Radio is also offering our services on Fiverr.com slash Phone Fan Radio, where we offer ad space. You know, you want to be on an indie blast? It's only $5. Support us because we support you. What else we got going on? If you want to advertise, you want me to mention your website, you want me to mention about your event or something like that, you want to get on here and spotlight your stuff, Phone Fan Radio, you know, Fiverr.com, F-I-V-E-R-R, advertising, promoting, all that good stuff. So check us out. I'm updating everything, offering packages. We're looking for sponsors, all that good stuff. PhoneFantasyRadio.com to find out everything. Updating the website now. Listen, tomorrow night, 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Central, be right here. Threesomes and more sums when three isn't a crowd. Ooh, I hope all my peoples come for that one. We're going to do it old school. We're going to get all nitty and gritty and freaky, all of that, at the same damn time. Anyway, folks, thank you so much to Damiachi, and Big Wolf Papa once again for coming to the show. Everybody that's tuned in, everybody that will tune in, thank you for supporting us. It's great. Right now, I'm going to go ahead and sign off because I'm hungry. So shout out to Charisma for making some baked beans yesterday and steak because I'm about to have me some potluck. Here's Amber with the Phone Fantasy Radio jingle. Probably get her to make a new one. And we'll see you tomorrow. Shout out to Lady C 225 for tuning in, showing us love. Mwah. And later, folks.
Phone Fantasy Radio, shooting up your average talk show. Lucas Hart is a hostess, super fluffy, flirty miss. From entertainment to enlightenment, this show you don't want to miss. Honey, freak of fantasy, limelight, musically and conscious, crushing out the dog. PhoneFantasyRadio.com 805-830-8320. Monday through Thursday, 9 to 11 Eastern.